KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's 11 degrees above zero in Atlantic at 7:07. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon, offering a full line of diabetic supplies and savings on your next prescription. While the snow and freezing precipitation continues to move southeastward across portions of western and central Iowa this morning, creating a slowdown for the morning commute with snow and slick roads, motorists should plan to have extra travel time this morning, slow down and drive cautiously, and allow for extra distance between vehicles. There are reports of slick roads in the listening area. The DOT's website at 511ia.org reports most of the roads in the listening area are completely to at least partially covered with snow and a coating of ice on top of that snow that came through this earlier this morning as well. We picked up 1.5 inches of snowfall here in Atlantic, and that melted into just under a tenth of an inch of liquid precipitation. In the news, a Shelby County man was injured and fled the scene of a crash last night on Interstate 80 in Pottawatomie County. The Iowa State Patrol says 37-year-old Ryan Schwery of Erling was found at the Country Inn in Shelby following a collision between his SUV and a van on I-80 westbound about a mile west of the Shelby exit at around 8:45 p.m. Schwery was transported to Murtu Hospital in Harlan for treatment of minor injuries before being taken into custody and brought to the Pottawatomie County Jail. The patrol's report did not indicate what charges were filed against him. Officials say the 1991 Chevy Blazer that Schwery was driving was experiencing engine problems and was traveling below the posted minimum speed of 40 miles per hour when a 2008 Dodge Sprinter van driven by 24-year-old Tyler Mark of Lincoln, Nebraska, approached from behind. Mark swerved to avoid hitting the SUV, but was unable to prevent the collision. The impact spun the Blazer off the road to the right before it rolled over into the north ditch and came to rest upright. The van spun out and also came to rest in the north ditch. News time is 7:09.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon. At Medicap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At Medicap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medicap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medicap Pharmacy today.
An Atlantic man was arrested Wednesday on a shoplifting charge. The Atlantic Police Department said Thursday that 27-year-old Jackie Walters was booked into the Cass County Jail on a charge of theft in the fifth degree. The Omaha World Herald reports an Iowa judge has granted the state's request to appoint a receiver for two Southwest Iowa care homes to ensure the government gets the money it says it's owed. The state alleges Faith Ridge Life Center of Malvern and Kevington Lane in Sydney owe the Iowa Department of Human Services hundreds of thousands of dollars in Medicaid funds. District Court Judge Mary Pat Gunderson also has ordered the homes to disclose all of their property and liabilities and ordered them not to transfer any property. And Faith Ridge is a 51-bed nursing home. Kevington is a 21-bed residential care facility serving those who need a lower level of care than a nursing home can provide. Both properties are owned by Mary Morse Bolton of Plattsmouth, Nebraska. Iowa already has suspended payment of Medicaid funds to those facilities. The appointed receiver is Klossmeyer & Associates of Omaha, which assists nursing homes and assisted living facilities. The company previously has worked with Morse Bolton and her properties. A hearing on the matter took place at the Polk County Courthouse in Des Moines on Wednesday and then again on Thursday. 32-year-old Daniel Morse of rural Glenwood, Morris Bolton's oldest son, said the state should have had to prove how much the home owes before taking action. Also, the state has not come up with an exact dollar amount for what is owed. Amy Lorenzen McCoy, a spokeswoman for Iowa Department of Human Services, said in a statement that the Morse Bolton homes have a, quote, long history of refusing to comply with Medicaid requirements despite our repeated efforts to educate and assist its owner. The state has also raised concerns about the quality of care the facilities are providing. Morris Bolton says the residents are treated well. And the Iowa Department of Natural Resources says it's taken enforcement action on a Crawford County business. The DNR ordered Farmland Foods to pay a $10,000 penalty for past wastewater violations. The administrative consent order reports Farmland Foods has consistently violated the terms of the industrial treatment agreement since September of 2010. The violation was primarily exceeding the nitrogen, biochemical oxygen demand, and total suspended solids. Denison Municipal Utilities is also mentioned in the order as they issued notices of noncompliance and assessed surcharges against Farmland for the violations of the treatment agreement. To date, Farmland Foods told the DNR that they've spent more than $3.7 million on corrective action projects and maintenance since 2010. The processing plant continues to give DMU progress reports bimonthly, according to the order. News time is 7:12.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon. At MediCap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At MediCap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to MediCap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to MediCap Pharmacy today.
In the funeral announcements, Hugh Sharp, age 95 of Atlantic and formerly of Storm Lake, died Monday. Funeral services for Hugh Sharp will be today at 10 o'clock at the St. John Lutheran Church in Storm Lake. The Fratsky and Jensen Funeral Home in Storm Lake is in charge of the arrangements. Ruby Kinzer, age 91 of Griswold, died Sunday. Funeral services for Ruby Kinzer will be today at 10 o'clock at the Faith Lutheran Church in Griswold. The Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Leona Hansen, age 71 of Manning, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Leona Hansen will be today at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Keith Kirkman Sr., age 88 of Messina, died Monday. Funeral services for Keith Kirkman Sr. will be today at 10:30 at the St. Peter's United Church of Christ in rural Messina. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Zelma Pangburn, age 91 of Atlantic, died Tuesday. Graveside services for Zelma Pangburn will be today at 11 o'clock at the Sunny Hill Cemetery in Adair. Auchinberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Thelma Karstens, age 98 of Atlantic, died Monday. Funeral services for Thelma Karstens will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Phyllis Hansen, age 93 of Atlantic, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Phyllis Hansen will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Walnut. Polly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Alan Lamock, age 77 of Manning, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Alan Lamock will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Ellen Opperly, age 99 of Griswold, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Ellen Opperly will be held Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Siata Mann, age 71 of Makokata, a 1960 graduate of the Atlantic High School, died Sunday. Friends and family of Siata Sam Mann may gather for one last party in remembrance of her on Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Carson Celebration of Life Center in Makokata. Carson and Son Funeral Home in Makokata has the arrangements. Eunice Osman, age 89 of Panama, died Tuesday. A massive Christian burial service for Eunice Osman will be on Monday at 10:30 at St. Mary's of the Assumption Church in Panama. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Helen Landon, age 81 of Atlantic, died Monday. Funeral services for Helen Landon will be next Monday at 11 o'clock at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Rosalie Clark, age 88 of Macedonia, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Rosalie Clark will be on Monday at 1 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Messina. Los Hills Funeral Home in Carson has arrangements. G. Wayne Olson, age 84 of Atlantic, died Wednesday. Funeral services for G. Wayne Olson will be Tuesday at 11 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Margaret McNaught Rhodes, age 93, formerly of Guthrie Center, died Monday in Colorado. Graveside services for Margaret McNaught Rhodes will be next Wednesday at 1 o'clock at the Union Cemetery in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Roy Newberg, age 81 of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Cass County Hospital. Services for Roy Newberg are pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. And Stephen Schaff, age 54 of Messina, died Thursday at Creighton University Medical Center. Funeral services for Stephen Schaff are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. The news was brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon. Stop at Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon and find out how to save money on your next prescription. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.